For a few days each month, the white trucks of Wrangell Municipal Light and Power inch down the town streets while workers read hundreds of electrical meters so customers can be billed. Wrangell Borough Manager Jeff Good says it's a pretty big chunk of the electrical workers' time each month.
Typically, from an operational standpoint, the way our guys do it is they typically all do their meter readings during the same week, and it takes them about anywhere from 3 to 5 days to actually do a meter run. In the wintertime, it's closer to five because of the weather. And then summertime, they can probably get down 3 or 4. It's a substantial effort for three people because they each have their own run.
Good told Wrangell's Borough Assembly at an April meeting that with the community's current electrical metering system, a lot of the readings are done by hand, written down on paper. The department only has one handheld meter reading machine.
In any given month, whenever we do this, we have multiple errors. As you can see, there's multiple times you can actually, especially on the handwritten notes, there's multiple times when you can actually write something wrong.
And not every meter in town can be read from the truck.
Some of our meters for our housing units, they're actually inside the houses. So we actually have to knock on the door, go inside the house, and then take the meter read. So it's just they just built on top of where our meters were. So it's a very labor-intensive process in the way we have it now.
The borough's stock of spare meters is dwindling, and Good estimated the 20 or so left would last the community about half a year. The software system Wrangell uses also became obsolete at the beginning of the year.
We're kind of at the point now where we need to either stick with the dilapidated system we have now or kind of move to a new one.
The new system is called Advanced Metering Infrastructure, or AMI. It's a system that a number of communities have moved to in recent years. Petersburg has already made the change on parts of its local grid. The price tag for a new system gave assembly members like Bob Dalrymple pause. Dalrymple said he thinks it's a good project, but there are a number of much-needed electrical projects around town.
Declined this before, and I think it was cost. Everybody liked it, and it's just the cost. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's still a factor.
But Assemblymember Ryan Howe said it's better to pay the money now to have the most up-to-date system, rather than going with a cheaper option that could be obsolete in a decade.
As a used, you know, like buying a car, you can buy a used vehicle or a certified used vehicle. Certified used costs you a lot more money, but it's not, you know, it's not going to break down right outside the lot. Like we could nickel and dime ourselves to death and then like not have electricity metering.
Manager Good told the assembly that while the cost of getting an AMI system might be high, it'll save the community money in a number of ways. Because AMI meters are digital, it will be easier to access historical data or resolve billing issues. Electrical service can be turned on or off remotely. Good said if the community ever needed to have power shut off to specific areas or to do rolling blackouts or brownouts, the system would support that too. Plus, there are the savings from not having to do meter reads every month.
And so on average, if you look at the cost of what that costs us right now to send three people out to actually take meter reads, it's anywhere between $100,000 to $150,000 is what we're paying to read meters. We have a lot of work that our guys need to do. I'd rather have them putting in new poles, replacing new poles, doing that kind of work instead of doing meter reads.
The new system could also eventually allow the community to meter water connections. Right now, Wrangell utility users pay a flat fee for drinking water, which rose to just over $60 per month for residential users at the beginning of May. Ultimately, the assembly voted unanimously to spend the money for the new system. Good estimated that work replacing Wrangell's electrical meters could start at the end of the summer and would take another 3 to 4 months to complete. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.